Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WBRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today, mostly sunny and breezy, a high of 79. In Kenosha, it's mostly cloudy and 65. In Burlington, partly cloudy and 60. In Milwaukee, it's partly cloudy and 65. And here in Racine, mostly cloudy and 64 degrees. Countering a wage proposal announced by the district last month, the unions representing Racine Unified Teachers and Educational Assistants are calling for larger increases, saying it's the right thing to do. About 30 teachers and aides gathered on the steps of Horlick High School yesterday to outline their proposal. Executive Director of the UNISERV Council, which includes the Racine Education Association and Racine Educational Assistants Association, Naomi Bader, said their proposal includes an increase in base wages for all employees, even the ones at the top of the paid scale. Bader said teachers also deserve a cost of living increase.
And that's just a percentage increase on top of whatever their actual salaries are. Everyone should. It's the decent thing to do.
Under the district's proposal outlined in August, teachers who would receive automatic pay increases would not see an increase in their base wage. The unions say the district could pay for the raises with anticipated increases in state aid. However, district spokesperson Stacy Tapp said state aid will remain flat this year while expenses continue to rise. The district and union will meet tomorrow to formally exchange offers. It was one of the shortest Kenosha Unified annual elector meetings ever held and one of the smallest crowds. Just a few dozen voters showed up in the auditorium at Indian Trail High School last night. They were briefed on the new budget, received an opportunity to speak, then voted to approve the new tax levy. They also set the salaries of board members and within a time span of 50 minutes. It's rare for a district the size of Kenosha to give voters the opportunity to vote directly on such matters, but several decades ago, a group of disgruntled taxpayers held a successful petition drive to force a change in the structure of the district, making annual meetings mandatory. A Racine teenager has been charged with first-degree reckless homicide, being felon in possession of a firearm, and possession of a short-barreled rifle in connection with the death last Thursday of his 14-year-old girlfriend. 14-year-old Keller McQuay appeared in Racine Circuit Court Monday via video conference from the detention center where he has been held since his arrest on Friday. At yesterday's hearing, his bond was set at $250,000. The criminal complaint sheds little light on what may have happened in a home in the 1000 block of Albert Street. Another person in the home said the two teens expressed their love for each other. She then heard a pop and the victim, Vista Jackson, came into the kitchen asking for help. After yesterday's hearing, Jackson's grandfather, Will Crockett, says it's time something was done to get guns off the streets.
Find out how they get all these guns, and that would dramatically reduce the crime all across this country. If that could be done. And somebody's supplying them.
Crockett said his granddaughter was a good girl and he doesn't know why she was killed. McQuay is scheduled to return to court September 23rd for a preliminary hearing. A 33-year-old Rochester, Minnesota man will be spending the next 3 years in prison for persuading a Union Grove teenager to send him sexually explicit photos and videos of herself. Caleb Nagel was snared after the teen's mother spotted disturbing messages on her daughter's phone and contacted authorities. They, in turn, issued search warrants, and the trail led to Minnesota. The girl, who was 14 when the discovery was made, says she thought she'd been communicating with a 15-year-old boy from California. She and the defendant had met on a dating website. Nagel received his 3-year prison sentence yesterday, along with an equal amount of time on probation once he's released. The Village of Mount Pleasant plans to file a notice of claim against the Racine Wastewater Utility over a cost-sharing plan that's been in place since 2002. After a closed session, the Village Board voted unanimously to file the claim. Later, Village Administrator Kurt Wallen said it boils down to a difference of opinion over the cost-sharing formula for sewer projects in the village. Wallen said they have a good relationship with the utility and want to sit down and work this out.
We want to just get this on the table right now and set a different precedent than what we see coming our way.
Wallen did acknowledge the notice of claim does open the door for a lawsuit if an agreement can't be reached. He said the disagreement does not involve the controversial Highway V sewer line. The notice of claim is expected to be filed in the next week. Governor Walker's plans to rein in unions on the federal level draws predictable condemnation from labor in Wisconsin.
Stephanie Bloomingdale is Secretary Treasurer of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO.
His union busting tactics that he used in Wisconsin did not create the kind of jobs that we need to sustain a middle class, and they will not do the trick for the American workers.
Walker unveiled a sweeping package of labor restrictions during a campaign event in Las Vegas Monday.
What Scott Walker is doing right now is satisfying only his backward-looking corporate backers like the Koch brothers.
Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There will not be a wolf hunt in Wisconsin this year, a federal judge having put wolves back on the endangered species list last year. But Dave McFarland, the DNR's large carnivore specialist, says that could change for 2016. McFarland says the state joined a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service lawsuit to revoke the endangered status for the wolves, and federal lawmakers have included that provision in a funding bill for the Department of the Interior.
There will not be a wolf season in 2015, even if either of these efforts move forward. The timelines required to implement those changes, even at the federal level, would not allow for the state to hold a season at this point.
Dog owners in Wauwatosa are being more vigilant after a third coyote attack is reported this weekend. Sandra Hollander Schnauzer Sparky is the latest victim of a string of deadly attacks by coyotes on area pets. Residents are doing what they can after two fatal attacks were reported last week. Kit Hansen now takes several items with her to scare away any coyote she may see before she takes her 7-year-old Airedale for a walk. Police Lieutenant Brand Zalewski says the best advice is to act big, loud, and make a lot of noise. WRJN News updates are on Twitter at WRJN News. And WRJN Newscast in podcast form or on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com in the local news section. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.